What happens when a Toronto Star columnist weighs in on who should be wearing burkas and who should not be? And what do we think about the concept of calling them Halloween costumes? Here's a hint. It ain't great. Sheba Siddiqui and I discussed this on Toronto Today.
Toronto Star has a media columnist named Vinay Menon. I have this correct? That's who he is?
Yes, Vinay Menon.
Vinay Menon. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get his last name wrong.
That's okay. But he's a pop culture columnist with the Toronto Star.
And a pop star. Yesterday, he wrote a column that has since been, how would I put it, edited, cut. People spotted it, took screenshots of it. And the floor is yours as to what your original thought on it was, what you think he was trying to say, what got lost in translation anyway, but so, no doubt it rubbed some people by far the wrong way.
Let's do this. So Vinay writes about Hollywood, right? He's with Britney Spears, what's going on in Hollywood, the latest pop culture. It's fun. It's often light. There's a little bit of, he does get a little political here and there. But this one, he wrote about the Iranian revolution that's happening and what happened to Mahsa Amini, who was killed for taking off her hijab in Iran. And here's what he wrote. In the east end of our great city, I have strolled past quite a few women in full-on burqas. Honestly, I wince every time. It feels like I'm a passerby to subjugation. These women look like they are in Halloween costumes. I refuse to believe it is their choice. Our fixation with tolerance has rendered us blind to what happens in truly intolerant countries. Apologies if this paragraph is offensive, but you can't convince me any woman in any country wants a dress code. So had he left it at that last sentence, I would have been on board with that. Nobody wants a dress code. Whether you're in a burqa, whether you're in a bikini, don't tell a woman how to dress. Bottom line, that's it. And I feel like there are many people, often men, such as Vinay and others globally around the world, who like to weigh in on how women can dress. What's happening in Iran? Fantastic. It's overdue. It's about time. It's not about a woman taking off her hijab. This is not what this is about. It's about letting a woman dress the way that she wants to dress without a forced dress code that leads, in this case, to death. So for him to write, for him to use the word wince, I wince every time. Vinay, this is a problem with you and not this woman. If you're wincing, if you're having any kind of a reaction based on how another woman is dressed, you need to look at yourself here and what's going on with you, because you should not be affected in any way by how a woman chooses to dress in the east side of Toronto, as you put it.
I don't like the sentence, but is the wincing his projection that he's attempting, and he may legitimately feel this way, that he's saying, I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the women, he's making the case.
But don't feel
he's
bad.
Using the wrong words, but he's making the case that they don't have the choice.
Well, these women look like they are in Halloween costumes right there.
That's a problem. Don't write about Halloween.
Vinay, I can see your Islamophobia. Your Islamophobia is showing. This is not a Halloween costume. This is not any type of a costume. This is something that he needs to understand. Now, since it has been edited, and many of these words and sentences have been taken out, but it's frankly, when I read this, it's disgusting. The fact that you're wincing over how any woman is dressed, if she is leaving her house like this for whatever reason regardless of what she is wearing in this country, let her dress the way she wants to dress. We don't need you wincing or doing anything else on behalf of women.
So here's what, did you read what Nora Javed wrote from the Toronto Star?
Yes, I did. Okay. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, she's a city reporter in the Toronto Star. And believe me, listen, the great thing about a radio station like ours is a divergence of opinions. What vanilla, crappy programming it would be if every host, every producer, every news anchor, if we all agreed on all the same things all the time. How would that sound? But you do hesitate. Somebody told me once, you don't poop where you eat. But sometimes people can't help themselves. Nora Javed wrote, I usually don't speak out against my colleagues, but it truly boggles my mind that 20 years after I entered the Canadian media industry, the obsession with how Muslim women dress continues. And 20 years later, the Islamophobic tropes also continue. Sad to see how little has changed. Now, I don't know how that gets dealt with internally when somebody else utterly puts a work colleague in a body bag on a website like Twitter. But that's what Noor did right there. That's what she did.
You think, a body bag, that's heavy.
That's interesting. She demolished a colleague. And I'm not saying I disagree with her. But the question is, do you pick up the phone and call the columnist and go, what on earth are you thinking? Like, I hope somebody like Alex Pearson would call me or Kelly Contrera would call me and go, what the hell was that this morning? I don't mind if they do that.
Noor Javed's in her hijab, so she might make him wince. She doesn't want to make him wince, right? She's in her costume, as he puts it. So that's the respect that he has for his colleague, is that he's telling her that how she shows up to work in their Toronto Star newsroom every day, she's in a costume. So why would she call him
I know. And he decided, now what I do think they should allow, if Vinay wants to say, hey, let me write a column, explain what I got wrong, what I learned from it, and how my opinion can evolve, they should let him do that. I don't think they should force him to do that, but they should let him do that if that's what he wants to do.
I would be very surprised if that's what he did.
Because he doesn't want to, or
I think he stands by his words.
Interesting.
He's not new in the business. He's been doing this for decades.
He's not a noob.
Yes, he's not a noob. So he knew exactly what he was writing. He was probably forced to edit it based on reaction. No, I don't think he's apologetic for this at all.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.